probably had a lot of time to think in there, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So what do you think about and during that time?
So while I was in prison, and it's interesting because you can't, the only people who would truly understand this are people who are master meditators, monks, and people who just truly understand breath and calmness. Only I was doing this because I had no choice. So I was in prison. There were no distractions. I wasn't distracted by women, cars, bills, or anything. All I had was time. And what I said to myself is, what can I do in here that I wouldn't normally do out there? So I start reading. I read over 275 books in those 2.5 years, but I read a lot of books several times. Yeah. Read the Bible cover to cover 8 times, the Quran cover to cover 8 times. Taught myself fluent French because I was around nothing but French-speaking people. Yeah. Stopped using my dominant hand, my right hand, used my non-dominant hand, which operated a different part of my brain. I didn't know that I was going to be creative again because I'm just adapting to whatever environment I am. And I remembered while I was in there, oh yeah, I love to draw. I love to sing. So I started doing those things. And then I started running. I've been running since I was 7.5 months. And within a month, there was almost the entire prison running with me. And when I started running, less fights, less stabbings, less drug deals. The warden brought me in and said, since you've been running, this is what's happened. Yeah. And that was before I understood value. So I utilized, once I realized that outside freedom does not create real freedom. It's here. Because I watched a movie called Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
And he said, Tim Robbins goes, they can take anything away from me, but they can't take away my mind. And I made that mean, well, as long as I'm doing everything I love, I'm free. So I was outside saying, I feel I'm so lost. I feel like I'm so far away from where I'm supposed to be, to the point where I'm lost, so far away from where I'm supposed to be. And then in prison, I realized I was a free man. Because I was doing everything that I love. In that moment, I wasn't in prison. I was free. And then when I became the essence of absolute freedom, out of nowhere, because I got sentenced for 12 years, out of nowhere, Jones, you're free to go home.